listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Brian Cochran, President John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com, joins us for another Friday financial update. Brian, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, happy to be here with you as always, Steve.
You know, a lot of us as lay people, when it comes to things financial, we hear things in headlines that, you know, can kind of make our heads spin. And some of those things, you know, the debt, the deficit. Brian, what's the difference? What are we hearing, and how should we apply what we're hearing?
Yeah, I think it's good you asked what's the difference. Let's get our definition straight here. And what are we even talking about when we use words like the federal debt and the federal deficit? So the best analogy I've found is to think of it like a credit card. And if you think of a credit card, the money you charge each month would be the deficit. So it's the difference between what the federal government takes in every year and what they put out in terms of expenses. And so the federal deficit will grow when we, you know, when we're taking in less than we're putting out. And that's what we've seen that's been of concern the last few years. And then the federal debt, think of it like the total balance of the credit card that grows over time if you're running a deficit. So basically, the federal government is consistently spending more than it's taking in, which is unfortunately growing. And probably the biggest concern there, Steve, is that it's not uncommon to have a deficit or an annual shortfall when the economy's poor. You know, if people aren't working and paying in taxes and maybe you're paying more social benefits, it makes sense to have a deficit. What's been concerning the last couple of years is the economy's been running pretty strong in terms of employment and productivity, but we're still running a deficit nonetheless.
So, Brian, simply put, when it comes to my family, and this is the case, it's, hey, we need to slow down our spending and live within our means. How do we apply that or encourage our government to do that?
Well, if you think about it, there's two solutions, right? Either you spend less or you earn more. So what does that look like from a government perspective? Spending less means cutting programs, cutting expenses. And we've had the Department of Government Efficiency, the DOGE, that was previously led by Elon Musk, trying to do just that. They're trying to find ways to cut expenses, hopefully without cutting extreme levels of programs that affect the average American. But that's a difficult task. There are big numbers out there. And then in terms of getting more income, there's two ways to get more income from the government. One is to increase taxes. So to increase the rate of tax that you and I pay or companies pay, but also to possibly increase the growth of the economy. So if there's more taxpayers because more people are working, or there's just more economic activity, therefore incomes are higher and there's more money in motion, that can also increase revenues. So there's a lot of ways to attack this, but none of them are easy because no one likes higher taxes and no one likes to see programs cut that might benefit them.
As a layperson, now trying to understand better what I'm hearing on the radio, I guess like a typical husband, I hear a problem and I want to be part of the solution. Do we just sit and, you know, is the government, or the news or whoever's delivering the information, saying, look, I just want you to listen and understand, or I hope you like this illustration, are we to help provide a solution?
Well, I think this is one of those areas, Steve, where the best we can do is vote for people that we think have the solution that reflects our values and our priorities. So that's part of why elections matter, right? You put people in Congress and in the state government at all levels that hopefully will be fiscally responsible. And there's a big difference of opinions as to whether the best way to attack this deficit is to cut expenses or raise revenue. Do we want to increase the income by increasing taxes? That tends to be more of the Democrat or progressive perspective, is that folks who earn income, high incomes especially, should pay more, and that's the way we get this right. And then there's the more conservative perspective is no, keep taxes low and let's grow our way out of this. Let's create a system that encourages growth while also maybe cutting expensive programs that maybe have some benefit, but aren't affordable based on our current income. So you have this strong difference of opinion, almost like you said, almost like a marriage where you've got two different sets of values, and maybe both are trying to solve the problem, but taking a very different approach as to how we decrease that deficit and therefore slow or stop the growth of our federal debt.
Yeah, and I'll take it with just one of the examples you gave, but you can probably apply it to any of the examples you gave. You know, you can try this method, but then if you don't apply that method wisely, you can find yourself right back where you were. I think of raising taxes and giving, you know, those in Congress more money from us, but if it's not well spent, if it's not wisely used, we're creating a bigger problem. And I'm sure it's not just in that area with the solution of raising taxes. You could probably apply that everywhere. It's probably a general rule and principle. If you're applying biblical principles, there's a solution, but you have to do what you have to do wisely and within, you know, biblical standards.
Exactly. And you know, it's biblical to pay your taxes. It's biblical to save your money. It's biblical to be cautious about debt. So there's a lot of principles that apply here from Scripture that can guide us. And those principles are transcendent. They're true, as you said, Steve, if you take it from a household perspective, those principles are true, but they're also true for businesses and governments. And the concern here is if we maintain the path we're on today, there's some negative ramifications, and maybe that's a conversation we could pick up next week, Steve, is talking more about, well, what if the debt and the deficit continue to grow? What are the logical expectations of what that means for the average American and how our taxes and our programs that we rely on for the government might evolve?
All right. Well, on this topic, you'll find some more details or some of what we discussed here today. That's at johnmoore.com on the Insights tab. Brian, as always, appreciate the time you take to keep us informed and encourage us to be good stewards of what God's provided for us in way of resources. Look forward to catching up again soon.
My pleasure, Steve. Talk soon.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.